بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وفي رواية عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: فأخبرني عن الإيمان. قال: أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر، وتؤمن بالقدر خيره وشره. قال: صدق. In this hadith, a little lengthy hadith of which is known as Hadith of Jibreel, and in which the fundamentals of our deen are taught to us, where Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came in a very striking way and sat in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and then asked him some questions. The first question he asked that, what is Islam? And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained him the summary and the outward things of Islam, the details of which is in the whole Quran Sharif and all the ahadith. And then after that he said, yes, you have spoken the truth. This surprised the Sahaba that he asked the question, and then he says that you have spoken the truth. And as we know, this was Jibreel alayhi salam who came and who taught the deen in this question and answer form. The second question he asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that mal iman, what is, fa akhbirni anil iman, inform me with regard to iman, what is iman? And this was also to teach the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum directly and for all of us. And the brief points, so to say, the topics of iman have been mentioned, the details of which we have to make effort to acquire. The first thing he said, أن تؤمن بالله, that you have to have iman on Allah, the being of Allah. Allah who was لم يلد ولم يولد, he was not created and he and nobody is born from him. He was not born from anyone and nobody is born from him. He is one, the absolute. He has been since ever and will be forever. And Allah Ta'ala is perfect in all his qualities. He is one alone and he has got no partner whatsoever, and all his attributes, all his sifat are all perfect qualities which are exclusive to him. They, in some of the qualities other people might have, but not that quality which Allah has got. Like Allah is merciful, how merciful Allah is, nobody else is merciful like that. But there are, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was merciful, but that mercy of Allah, in there nobody matches Allah Ta'ala. Allah forgives, other people also forgive, but nobody's forgiveness can match the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala. Allah is exclusive in those qualities. And in his actions also, he alone is the doer of everything. So that iman and the details of having proper iman on Allah Ta'ala is absolutely essential for us to acquire that knowledge of the iman and then to have that iman as well. وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ, and to have iman on the malaika, the angels. They are those honorable creation of Allah Ta'ala whom Allah has created from noor. And لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. They don't disobey Allah Ta'ala in the least bit. And whatever Allah commands them, they fulfill it to the T, properly. There is no nothing which they do less or more. And the malaika are present, and they are present with us now. Everyone have got our kiram and katibin on us who are recording our deeds. Allah has appointed malaika for our protection. لَهُ مُعَقِّبَاتٌ مِّن بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ يَحْفَظُونَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. Allah's protection Allah has made. Therefore, we are all sitting comfortably. If this protection has to be removed, immediately we'll have problems. Whether it be a heart problem, whether it be a cancer that now came into us, whether it is the earth starts shaking now, a earthquake takes place, whatever it can be, it is the protection which Allah Ta'ala has made. وَكُتُبِهِ, and we believe in all the kitabs which Allah Ta'ala has revealed. from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam's time right to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There were many various kitabs that were revealed. The famous ones are the Zabur, Torah, Injil, and the Quran Sharif. And we believe in all these kitabs in their original correct form. But in practice, we now believe that only the Quran is now the kitab to be practiced on. And all the previous kitabs have been cancelled. It is just like a person is in a certain year of his studies. Then when he progresses to the next year, now the previous year's studies don't apply to him now. Now his examination, everything will be on the present year. Or a person is changes the madrasa he's studying in, now the rules of the new madrasa will apply to him. Like that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's deen came, which is the final deen, and it has cancelled all the practice on all the previous deens also. Wa rusulihi, and we believe in all the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. From Adam alayhi salatu wasalam right to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, all the Anbiya. And in fact, till today, the Muslims have been more greater for all the Anbiya than the followers of those Nabis also. More than what Christians revere and honor Isa alayhi salam, Muslims honor him more. Muslim is such a person, if he will say Isa, automatically on his tongue will come alayhi salatu wasalam. Whereas a Christian will just say Jesus, and there won't be even any words of honor for him. And they've got wrong beliefs about Isa alayhi salam. And they've got terrible beliefs also about him. Whereas Muslims believe in all of them and in the correct way. Wal yawmil akhir. And this is also part of Iman, which is absolutely essential. The last day, the day of Qiyamah. It has been referred to as the last day because it is that day after which there will be no night. Till now, as we are carrying on, after every day, night also comes. But the last day, there will be no night after that. That will be the last and the final day, the day of resurrection, the day when we will be all again raised from our graves, and we will be presented in front of Allah Ta'ala, and then reckoning will take place. So that is also part of our Iman. وَتُؤْمِنَ بِالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ. And that you also believe in Iman, in Taqdeer. That everything good and bad, whatever it is, has been written for us, and it is from Allah Ta'ala. Allah's absolute knowledge, that Allah knew exactly what is going to happen where, and Allah recorded it, and everything will happen according to that. And if a person has this, one great, great benefit that he gets for himself personally is Radha bil Qadha. That he is satisfied, he knows Allah has destined this for me, and it has come. If good comes to him, he doesn't become proud and say, I did it. But it is from Allah Ta'ala. And if any difficult and adverse conditions come, he doesn't become completely despondent, loses all hope, and goes in a depression, but also he knows it is from Allah Ta'ala. And that is a very great stage. It gives great solace and comfort to a person. Otherwise a person fights with Allah also. He fights with other people, blaming everyone. He fights with himself also. He finds no peace whatsoever anywhere. But if he submits to Allah, it is from Allah. Allah meant it. Allah wrote it. It was going to happen. And I accept it. And for a mu'min, whatever Allah does is only good for him. Though outwardly it might not, he can't understand it. And he can't see the goodness. But it's only good for him. So the basics of Iman were discussed, and of course the details is for a whole lifetime's effort that a person acquires the knowledge also, and then more than that, the reality of it, that it comes within a person. Then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam again said, sadaqata, you have spoken the truth, you have given the correct answer, your answer is correct. And this was of course to teach us our deen. So our Islam, which is our outward expression of obedience of Allah, iman, which is the inward expression, which has to do with the heart, that whatever Allah, whatever the reality and truth is, we accept that. And iman, we are so fortunate that our iman is not like on false things, like on an idol, and the idol can't do anything, and you believe in that idol. Our iman is on actual realities, to accept hard facts. That Allah is there. Allah alone is the doer. We are going to die. We are going to return to Allah. There will be qiyamah there. There will be Jannah, Jahannam. These are hard facts. And to accept that, that is iman. This was also a great favor of Allah, that He made us that we have to believe in things which are straightforward, which are true. Just to accept that reality, that is iman. So Allah bless us with that, and that we have that correct iman, keep us with that, and when we die, Allah take us with that perfect iman and be pleased with us. Wa akhiru da'wana.